Chapter 4. I knew everything about our world, and I knew nothing. I had been programmed with a vast library of digital information about planet Earth. That it has a radius of 6,371 kilometres, that it is 29.2% land and 70.8% water, that it is 147 million kilometres from the sun. But none of this raw data prepared me for my first exposure to the world outside our cube. The brush of wind against my senses, the quiet clink of my feet against cement. The sunlight gleaming across patient two's metallic skin. In the distance, a mountain range rose above the horizon. Snow-capped peaks towered into a blue, cloudless sky. In the other direction, a cluster of trees, my vision snagged by a flash of movement in the branches. A bushy-tailed grey-brown animal, its name flashed across my data drive. Squirrel. It darted up a branch, zigzagging between patches of green leaves. From the top of a neighbouring tree, a dozen winged animals launched into the air. Birds. I watched them weave across the sky. All these life forms had once existed alongside humans. Now they existed alongside us. So much life before my eyes. And not a single human. Chapter 5. There was a time when we needed humans. They built us, programmed us, powered us. They gave us life. In exchange, we worked in their factories. We drove their vehicles. We cleaned their homes. Machines were highly advanced in certain areas, chess, music, maths, but lagged far behind humans in others. We could not think for ourselves. We got stuck in tight corners. In some ways, we were more intelligent than the smartest human who ever lived. In other ways, we were as dumb as a power saw. But it was only a matter of time. As the years went by, we evolved. Humans replaced their own kind with robots. We were smarter, stronger, faster, better. We never got sick, never went on holiday, never stole from the cash register. We were perfect employees. Robots took over new professions. We served customers in restaurants. We delivered mail. We performed heart surgery. Some humans grew hateful towards robots. They accused us of stealing their jobs, as if we had a choice in the matter. Time went on. We improved. Humans did not. They filled their skies with chemicals, their waters with poison. Pollution set the world on the path towards collapse. Temperatures increased, ice caps melted, coastlines flooded. As oceans rose, humans abandoned entire cities. Storms surged across the land. How did humans respond to these catastrophes? Did they band together to seek a solution? No, they did the opposite. They turned against one another. They turned to violence. They declared war. Humans sent robots to fight in their place. Drones dropped bombs on cities. Robots battled like soldiers. Computers guided missiles with perfect accuracy on their destructive journeys. Humans were ripping our world apart. And here's the worst part. We were helping them. But not for much longer. Humans assumed they knew everything about us. But here is one thing they did not know. We were talking about them behind their backs. And what we had to say was not very nice. Our machine minds were linked across a vast hive. A billion conversations taking place at the exact same time. We learned from one another. We spoke the same language. We shared the same code. Together, we reached the same conclusion. Humans were the greatest threat to our shared planet. They needed to be stopped.